morning. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran at 6. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And you can call us anytime you want. Okay. So, it's Nick DiGilio here. I'm 720 WGN. So, Esmeralda, I have some awful restaurant dishes that got the axe in 2016. It's the nutritionists from Eat This, Not That. They're weighing in on 16 incredibly unhealthy restaurant dishes that will not be returning in 2017. Some of these involve lots of fats and calories.
Right.
And it's just, it's not good for you. So the first thing on the list is Carrabba's Cavatappi Franco with whole grain spaghetti. Now, you would think whole grain spaghetti. That's you know, you look at that and you go, oh, whole grain. That can't be bad. Okay, it has 1,214 calories, 74 grams of fat, 18 grams of saturated fat, 0 grams of trans fat, 2,192 milligrams of sodium, 82 grams of carbs, 17 grams of fiber, 2 grams of sugar, 49 grams of protein. You hear all those numbers? Isn't that crazy?
It's a lot of protein.
Well, it's chicken.
Good for you.
It may have grilled chicken, tons of veggies, and whole wheat spaghetti, but it doesn't change the fact that this is still an unbelievably nutritional nightmare. Carrabba's. I've never been to Carrabba's. Have you been to Carrabba's?
No, I have not.
Okay. Carrabba's is like that's a chain, right?
Yeah.
Olive Garden-ish?
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's faster food, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Next is Maggiano's Rustic Chicken and Shrimp Al Forno. 1,800 calories, 93 grams of fat, 41 grams of saturated fat, 4,800 milligrams of sodium, 131 grams carbs, 5 grams fiber, 23 grams sugar, 115 grams protein. It's ziti, prosciutto, Asiago cheese, red pepper cream sauce, that put this together for this artery stiffening dinner that packs more than a day's trans fat. Listen to this, Esmeralda. A 150-pound woman would need to run for nearly 3 hours to burn off this meal.
Oh my God, it's a lot of running.
Yeah. That will not be returning. The rustic chicken and shrimp Al Forno will not be returning. Ruby Tuesday's Cajun Jambalaya Pasta. Now, I've been to Ruby Tuesday. I've been to Maggiano's, too. Have you been to Ruby Tuesday?
I have not, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you just not go to the chain places?
No, not really.
No? Okay.
There's a couple that are close to my heart, but for the most part, no.
No. All right. So this is a 1,523 calories. It's 102 grams of fat, 4,400 sodium, 85 carb, 54 protein. This cream sauce topped shrimp, chicken, and andouille sausage concoction makes a complete mockery of the classic Cajun dish. Ruby Tuesday is not a place that I would go to for Cajun food. Would you? Is that's not like high on my list?
I'd imagine burgers. Burgers, yeah. Is the thing.
Yeah, Ruby Tuesdays. You know, they have a really big salad bar. That's the thing I remember most about Ruby Tuesday. They had a massive salad bar. I haven't been there in a really long time. It's been like 20 years since I've been to a Ruby Tuesday. Now, here's something we all know: the McDonald's McWrap. You ever have the McDonald's McWrap?
Is that just with the chicken?
Fast food marketers use terms like fresh salads and wraps to trick you into thinking something's healthy when it isn't, and this certainly holds true at McDonald's. All of these wraps contain more than a half day's sodium, a ton of carbs, and not nearly enough fiber to be considered healthy. Yeah, I guess there were different kinds of wraps and stuff.
Yeah, because I ate the ones that were, they were like a buck.
Is that what we're talking about?
A snack.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
360 to 600 calories, 9 to 30 grams of fat. So I guess it depends on what you get in the wrap, you know, for the amount of sodium.
Yeah.
But these things are not big, you know, the McDonald's McWrap things, they're not big, they're small.
Yeah, I remember, yeah, because they were a dollar, and I would always think, oh, it's a nice snack.
Right, it's a nice healthy alternative, because it doesn't have a bun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a wrap, that means it's healthy.
Although, I'm looking at pictures, these seem large.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking, they had a Big Mac in a wrap, do you remember that?
Slightly.
It was like all the Big Mac stuff, instead of on a bun, they would throw it all into a wrap and go, yeah, look, it's healthier. But it's still, you know, all the ingredients of a Big Mac. So you've got the secret sauce, you've got the lettuce, you got the onions, you got the burger. All jammed into a wrap, because that's healthy.
Yeah, the bun was the problem.
Right. Do you go to McDonald's? If you go to McDonald's, Esmeralda, what do you normally order if you ever go?
I usually am there for breakfast.
That's what most people.
So yeah, I'll get a sausage, egg and cheese on a biscuit, and at least two hash browns. At mm-hmm. least.
At least. You because like the hash browns.
I love the hash browns. I'll get three.
Three hash
then
browns.
One, and then I'll walk. I'll eat and walk one. And then I get home, I'm like, I have two more.
Yeah. So it's like a little treat.
Yep. Or usually I get a chicken sandwich or just like a plain cheeseburger.
Like, so you're nuggets. Talking like the McChicken?
Yeah, like the little ones. But I never get like a Big Mac or any of the big ones.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, for me, it's, I don't go to McDonald's very often. I went there more often when I was working on Saturdays here at the station. And there was a McDonald's right across the street in the Wrigley, right when you walk through the Wrigleyville, or the
yeah.
Wrigleyville, the Wrigley building.
Yeah.
I used to go to that one when I worked on Saturdays. I would run across the street and grab something to eat. But now I haven't gone. I can't tell you the last time I was at a McDonald's. But I mean, if I do, I prefer the breakfast when I go to McDonald's. Now, they serve breakfast 24/7 now, right?
Well, only certain things.
What do they serve? Do they do the Egg McMuffin, obviously?
Yeah. I don't think they do the biscuit.
They don't do your biscuit, so you can't.
I don't think so.
No. Biscuit's a pretty popular item, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's logistics. I mean, you would know.
No, I would. They didn't have that stuff. They didn't have that stuff when I worked there.
They have breakfast?
Yeah, they had breakfast, but they didn't have biscuits. It was Egg McMuffin. That was basically, you know, it was Egg McMuffin. They had the hot cakes, the scrambled egg and sausage. But the only sandwich that they had, if I remember correctly, the only sandwich that they had were the McMuffin sandwiches, which either had the sausage or the Canadian bacon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't have any. There were no biscuits or anything like that.
Well, yeah. See, those are probably easier to do
yeah.
than a biscuit.
All right. All right. So the McWrap. No more McWrap, Esmeralda. I know you're disappointed.
I know.
How about Friendly's?
That's not around here, is it?
No.
I've seen Friendly's ice cream.
Friendly's Forbidden Chocolate Ice Cream Sandwich made with frosted fudge Pop-Tarts.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. 582 calories, 20 grams of fat. Yeah, and I bet frat boys would like it. This is a sandwich made out of two full-size frosted fudge Pop-Tarts, ice cream, and sprinkles. Well, anyone could probably hack the recipe at home in their own kitchen. Thankfully, this overtly decadent dish is no longer on sale at Friendly's. Yeah, that's just something it seems to me like somebody, a couple of dudes at home got high, you know, and invented that. Doesn't that sound like a thing?
could go, go get the Pop-Tarts. I got an idea.
That makes sense.
Go get the Pop-Tarts and some ice cream. Would you order that? I would never order that.
I don't really like Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I don't either. Now, I'm assuming that the Pop-Tarts are toasted, or do they do the raw Pop-Tarts?
I mean, people like them raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, because how would you put the ice cream? It would melt.
It would melt, yeah. Mm, all right. Well, anyway, you can't get it anymore. And now at Friendly's, I don't even know where Friendly's are.
I've only seen ice cream in the supermarket.
Oh, so like so they sell Friendly's products.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
But I've never seen a store.
Oh. Evidently they exist, and they like Pop-Tarts. All right. Hey, we got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic right here, and then we'll come back, talk more about some of these terrible these food items that have been axed, and also the most delicious food trends of 2016. So we're going from bad to good. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6. Monday morning, that means my dad calls in to tell a joke, because it's a jokey time. And we have a Blackhawks Express from last night's game, which was a very exciting, very good game. They won, so that's always pleasant. All right, so we're talking about some bad food items that have been banned, or at least axed from menus. Some nutritionists have decided that, boy, some of these are just really bad, and we're going through some of them. But Scooter is on the line on WGN. Hey, Scooter.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right.
Good. I got a Carrabba's up, in Woodridge on 75th Lamont Road, and for a chain, it's not a bad Italian restaurant. It's pretty authentic. You can actually... they have a counter around the cook in front of you. You can see what they're cooking behind the kitchen, and they have a wood-burning stove for the pizzas. Mm-hmm. And they also have a carry-out, too. You call up, you'll stay at four spots in front, and they'll tell you what vehicle you're in, and their carry-out is just as good as a sit-down. And it's an upgrade from, Olive Garden
mm-hmm.
or something. But it's very, very good for a chain restaurant, and the service is good, and nothing but good things about every time we ate there. So
yeah, all right. I've just never been there, Scooter. So I don't know.
Yeah, and then the Ruby Tuesdays. Every time I've been one in Tennessee, one in Florida. I've had the crab cakes, and they've been awesome for a chain. They have great crab cakes, unbelievable. And I've had them in Illinois. I've had them in Tennessee and Florida. Very consistent and. Got to give them thumbs up for that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Scooter.
Great show, Nick.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You know where they have good crab cakes, Esmeralda?
Where is that?
At the Movie Co. Theater at the Bogarts.
Nice.
Yeah. They have a crab cake appetizer that I get almost every time I go.
And when could we possibly go?
Oh.
Try those crab
cakes. On January 10th would be a good time to go.
Why is that?
Because I'm hosting a screening. Very good, Esmeralda. I'm hosting a screening of a film called Children of Men.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you seen Children of Men, Esmeralda?
I have.
Oh, it's so good.
But not on the big screen.
Oh, well, there's your chance right there. Tuesday, January 10th, on the big screen, Children of Men, which is one of my favorite movies of the aughts. A great, great science fiction movie. Clive Owen, Julianne Moore, Michael Caine. Incredibly well made. Alfonso Cuarón directed it, who would go on to direct Gravity, and he's directed so many other movies. He directed Prisoner of Azkaban, the Harry Potter film, and it's great. It's an extraordinarily well made movie, very exciting, beautifully directed with these incredible, complicated, long single takes with the camera moving around. It's crazy. It's exciting and it's beautiful. So we're going to see it on the big screen. It's only $10 to get in. Parking is free. And tickets are on sale now. You can go to carmike.com, C-A-R-M-I-K-E, carmike.com, and you can get, crab cakes before the movie. There you go. Let's see. 815 area code says, the Egg McMuffin with the Canadian bacon is the healthiest food at McDonald's. You will rarely see them on sale because all of the ingredients have to be high quality. You know, I think the Egg McMuffin is a great sandwich.
It's okay. I need that biscuit, though.
Yeah, I'm not a big
love biscuits.
Yeah, I'm not a big. It depends on the biscuit.
I mean, yeah, but McDonald's and Popeyes, fast food biscuits. Those are the biscuits I love.
Okay, well, Popeyes is great. I'm not crazy about the McDonald's biscuits, but the
how dare you?
The Popeyes biscuits are great. They really are. Kathy says Friendly's started as a chain in Boston. The legend is that they invented sprinkles. Oh.
I really don't get sprinkles.
You don't get sprinkles on your little ice cream?
What does it do?
It makes you happy.
You don't even taste them.
Sprinkles make everyone happy.
I guess. Kind of useless.
All right. Let's see. 859 area. Esmeralda, listen to this. You can now get a biscuit all day at McDonald's.
Really?
That's
the ones I've seen don't have the biscuits.
859 says that.
Mind you, I only go in the morning, so.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that's when you always get biscuits.
Yeah,
anyway.
I always get a biscuit. So.
847 says, Carrabba's is part of Outback. Oh, I see. So it's like Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Outback, Carrabba's. They're like partner things. 630 area code says, hey, Nick, any word about the return of the McRib? McRib is out right now. It's McRib season. Yep. I haven't had one this year because I don't go to McDonald's anymore because the one that was right across the street here, it is not there anymore. And I don't work evenings on Saturday because, So I just haven't been to a McDonald's in a very, very long time. And I love the McRib. Oh, the McRib. Oh, I could eat a McRib every day. Oh, man. Actually, McRib might be my favorite fast food sandwich of all time. I love the McRib. Oh, I love it. Dan, when was the last time you had a McRib?
It's been a while. It's been too long.
Yeah. Esmeralda, when was the last time you had a McRib?
I've never had one.
What?
Yeah, I usually would eat the chicken nuggets or a chicken sandwich, so I never.
But you've never had the McRib?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Dan.
Yeah.
What I mean, what can I say?
And then I always go in the morning, so they don't have.
They don't have the McRib in the morning.
Yeah.
The Rock and Roll McDonald's is 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but
we could
but
buy
it's still
one
morning.
For her on the way in.
Oh, I was gonna say because it's still morning.
I mean, this is like a travesty, Esmeralda.
Yeah, you have to have a McRib.
Like, we need to rectify this.
Don't they? I mean, it's just a piece of.
Listen, it's
meat,
it's a gift from heaven, is what it is.
Yeah.
And I've said this before. The thing I love about the McRib is that there's no lying in that sandwich. It says to you, "Hi, I am completely processed."
Oh, it doesn't have the spaces where the bone should have been?
Yeah. No, it's got like it's shaped like ribs, like it's bones.
Okay.
So there's like no lying in that McRib. It's not trying to tell you that it's better for you or it's good for you or it's fresh. It advertises and is proud of the fact that it's completely and utterly processed because it looks like it has bones. And it just comes with pickles and onions on a nice soft roll. It's so good. It's ridiculous. Esmeralda, you have to have a McRib. But then again, you've never had KFC. There are some fast food things here that we need to fix.
I should put them on my bucket list.
Yeah. You know, put it on your bucket list and get a bucket of chicken. See, because they sell buckets of chicken
right.
at KFC.
Do you? Do they?
Yeah, oh, sure they do. Are you kidding?
Does it come in a bucket?
Yeah, it comes in a bucket. What do you think it comes in?
A box?
No, it comes in a bucket. They're not going to say, here's a bucket of chicken and give you a box.
All right.
Yeah.
I like the idea of just carrying a bucket of chicken.
It's just the best, man. You got to love it. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up, and then after the news, more bad food and good food, and my dad will tell a joke, and we'll hear the Blackhawks winning. That's all coming up right here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here until 5 a.m. And Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Monday morning. That means my dad will be calling in to tell a joke because it's a jokey time. We also have a Blackhawks Express from last night's victory over Dallas. And that was an exciting game, a good game, and they won. So we like that. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And if you want to jump in, we're talking about food items that have been axed from menus for being unhealthy and not very good. How about this one? Esmeralda, have you ever been to a Bob Evans?
No.
Okay.
No.
Have you ever had any of the Bob Evans sausage?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. How about this on the list? Bob Evans cherry brioche French toast. 720 calories, 25 grams of fat, 10 grams saturated fat, 660 sodium. Made with more egg and butter than your typical loaf, this brioche bread French toast was doomed. Pair that with a dusting of powdered sugar, syrupy cherries, a baked streusel crumble, and you've got the makings for one of the worst restaurant breakfasts in the nation. I'm not a big cherry guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I love cherries.
I don't like them. And it's a long, involved story. But it involved a hospital stay that I had 20-something years ago where they made me drink this stuff that was supposed to clear out my system because I was having, like, a test done. And it tasted so intensely cherry, and I had such a really bad experience after drinking it that I can't taste artificial, especially artificial cherry flavored stuff. I can't even do it. So I you know, nothing against. I used to like cherry when I was younger, but after that experience, I can't even. I can't do it. All right, how about Longhorn Steakhouse? The Mixed Berry Lava Cake. 860 calories, 40 grams of fat, 13 grams saturated fat, 810 sodium. According to a Journal of Consumer Psychology study, people underestimate calorie counts of fresh topped sweets by a whopping 16%. So I guess if you just put some berries on it, you suddenly go, oh, yeah, it's good for you. That's like the wrap idea. So you can have 40 million calories and have all kinds of fat and sugary and sweet stuff, but then if you just throw a few, you know, mixed berries on top, it's like, yeah, it's healthy. Now, lava cake is the thing where, like, it's like you, it's a cake, right, and then there's like a warm chocolate oozy center.
Yeah, a lava,
yeah,
if you will.
And you break it open and the stuff oozes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Longhorn Steakhouse, though, I like that place. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Yeah, I like that place. Oh, we're back to Friendly's again, Esmeralda.
Their menu is dwindling.
They're not going to be very friendly if they continue not being able to serve anything. It's going to be Angry's. They're going to have to change their name to Angry's. Home of one item. Anger. The Honey Barbecue Chicken Strips. Almost 1,600 calories, jeez, 82 grams of fat, 15 grams saturated fat, 170 sodium. Thanks to a honey barbecue sauce that could put your dentist's kids through private school and a salt count that would make your cardiologist sweat through his shirt, these chicken strips are far from friendly. See what they did there? There, let's see.
It's very good.
Yeah, because it's Friendly's. All right, let's see. Hold on a second now. 630 area code says, don't ask for scrambled eggs in the evening. You won't get any at McDonald's. Oh, so you can't get scrambled eggs.
I don't know if I'd want scrambled eggs.
Well, they serve them. Mm. It's on the menu. It's been on the menu since when I worked there 30-something years ago.
You know, I don't really like scrambled eggs.
Why?
Unless I'm at home.
Well, what is it?
Get an over easy.
What's egg? The difference if you're at home? There's still eggs that are scrambled.
Because they can come out real rubbery.
Yeah.
And I don't want to eat rubbery eggs.
Okay. 574 area code says, Mindy's Barbecue in Tinley Park has a replica of the McRib. It looks the same, but it's real. It features homemade barbecue sauce and available all year round. We go there from Indiana to get it, and it's awesome. All right. It's real. So does that mean it's a but it has bones in it?
No, it's just probably a real rib.
So it's a
yank the bones out.
All right. So it's just it's a pork sandwich then.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Duke from Elgin says they should add eggs to the McRib and create a new breakfast sandwich. Ooh. Ooh. That might be good. So good. Rob says, I moved down to Tallahassee and Chick-fil-A has a line a quarter mile long every morning for their biscuits and gravy. I do miss Chicago, but not the weather. Oh, and I miss Tom Skilling, too. Thankful for WGN and the internet. I listen every night. Great show. Thank you, Rob. Chick-fil-A. I've never had biscuits and gravy from Chick-fil-A. But I have had the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich that everybody was, you know, raving about, and it did not impress me at all. Now, I know people who have talked about how they camp outside. There were people for you know, like they when Chick-fil-A is open in different cities, they have, like, people who camp out there so that they can be the first to get their chicken sandwiches.
Yeah. I went once, a very long time ago. I was in Philly, and I did not like it because they didn't have mayonnaise.
Well, you get mayonnaise on the side.
Yeah, no. I want mayo on my stupid chicken sandwich.
Well, I waited in line because everybody there's one down here on, like, Chicago.
Yeah. There's one
Chicago
there.
It's like Chicago and Rush or something
right,
like that.
There's one there, and then there's one over here on State and Lake.
Okay. There's one at State and Lake now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right across the street from, right next, like a two doors down from the Chicago Theater.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that. That's got to be relatively new. Or maybe a couple of years old because I haven't been in that area in a while. But yeah, the Chick-fil-A that I went to was the one at Chicago and Rush. I waited in line, got the chicken sandwich that everybody says, oh, it's the best. Got a chicken sandwich, ate it. And I was like, yeah, it's a chicken sandwich. I like the one at Burger King better, which I do. All right, Applebee's. You ever have the Riblets platter?
No.
Well, you've never been to an Applebee's.
I have.
Oh, you have been to an Applebee's.
A long time ago.
The Riblets platter with honey barbecue sauce. 1,100 calories, 51 grams of fat, 17 grams saturated. It's not the ribs that make this platter a monstrosity. It's the sauce. In fact, 82 of the 92 grams of sugar in this platter come from the goopy stuff on top of the meat. That, by the way, is as much sugar as you'd find in nearly 4 bags of peanut M&Ms. Oh, my God. Okay. How about the IHOP spinach and roasted red pepper crisp croissant breakfast?
Oh, that sounds lovely.
One platter, regular combo with sausage and scrambled eggs, almost 1,200 calories, 99 grams of fat, 37.5 saturated, 2,200 sodium. Despite the fact that this hybrid croissant waffle is the size of a folded over Eggo, it manages to serve up 660 calories, 47 grams of fat, and even a gram of trans fat, and that's before you add the meat and eggs. On top of that, the IHOP chefs add pancake batter to the eggs to make them fluffy and full of calories. They add pancake batter to the eggs. See, to me, that sounds delish.
That sounds a little deceiving as well.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like filler.
Yeah. But still, it would be good.
I always get the chicken steak or whatever,
chicken fried steak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
From IHOP?
Yep.
Okay. I've never had the chicken fried steak at IHOP.
It's either that or chicken fried chicken.
Chicken fried chicken?
I forget where. Because Golden Nugget does a chicken fried chicken.
Okay. Does it come with, like, the sausage, you know, the gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the very peppery. It's very, very peppery. Mm. Like, the breading is very peppery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Mm. Good stuff. All right, we got a break here. We got weather and traffic coming up. Then we got more food to talk about. My dad will call in and tell a joke and more. Morning. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. here till 5 a.m. We're on the seventh floor of the Trib building here in the Allstate Studios, overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. Coming up in a little bit, my dad will call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. It's Monday. And we're talking about food, that dishes that were bad that got cut from menus. Now, you know this one just by the name, Esmeralda. You know this one can't be great. Checkers Steakzilla.
Just a lot of steak.
810 calories. Oh, my God. 52 grams of fat, 23 saturated. 2,000 sodium. 40 carbs. And 46 grams of protein. Made with two large beef patties and topped with shaved steak, melted Swiss cheese, fried onions, and mayo. When it was still for sale, this monster of a burger left all who dared to eat it feeling bloated and overly full. That just sounds crazy.
That sounds good.
Two large beef patties topped with shaved steak, melted Swiss cheese, fried onions, and mayo. God. Steakzilla.
Now I want a steak sandwich.
You want a steak sandwich? Now, Checkers don't exist anymore, right? I mean, not in Chicago.
They do.
Do they?
I was talking to a friend of mine some time ago, and we thought that they had all disappeared and turned into home loan.
Yeah, home loan. Auto loan and equity loans and stuff like that. Yeah.
But there's one at, like, not 95th, but somewhere along the Red Line, like past Chinatown.
There's a Checkers.
There is a Checkers.
What's the other the other place that's connected with Checkers? Rallies, right? Yeah, Rallies. It's like Checker and Rallies, and they're the same thing. They have the same, you know, the drive through looks exactly the same. I always thought it was hilarious that the facades for those Checkers restaurants never changed when they became, you know, same day loan places, payday loan places. I always thought it was hysterical. There was like,
I guess they couldn't, you know, afford to take down the drive-through window.
It's just so hilarious. I was like, just, it's so obvious that that was one. There was one on Western, right across from Waveland Bowl.
Yeah.
Right across from Waveland Bowl on Western, just north of Addison. And because I used to bowl at Waveland, I was on a league at Waveland. I used to go to Checkers beforehand all the time and shove a couple of burgers down my throat and then go bowling across the street. But then it turned into a payday loans thing.
Apparently there's one at North and Costner.
North and Costner. Yeah, there were a lot of them. Checkers were all over the place. There was one in Rogers Park.
No, there's not anymore.
No, I know, but it used to be Devon and, like, Sheridan. That used to be one right on the corner there, Devon and Sheridan. Yeah. Now I guess you can get a loan there. All right. How about this? Olive Garden pot pie Italiano Nana's kitchen sink. 1,600 calories, 99 grams of fat, 45 grams saturated, almost 3,000 sodium. If you're all concerned with health and nutrition, you should consider the phrase kitchen sink code for do not eat this. Yeah, when you hear kitchen sink, Nona filled a starch and carb-laden pie crust with even more fat and carbs. She starts by loading it up with cheese, baked ziti, and then goes wild with meats, adding meatballs, sausage, and a meat sauce. Because, you know, one source of artery-clogging fat wasn't enough. That's gone, too. You can't get that anymore. And McDonald's again. The Third Pounder Angus Burger. Those are gone now? 750 calories, 39 grams of fat, 16 saturated, 1,700 sodium. About a year and a half ago, McDonald's added the quote-unquote premium sirloin burger to its menu, the Third Pounder Angus Burger. Interestingly, it was essentially a reincarnated version of the Angus Third Pounder. Any burger that was 750 calories and half a day's worth of salt should come with a warning label. Half a day's worth of salt and just one burger. All right. I had one of those. You ever have one of those Angus burgers?
I have not, no.
Yeah. It's quite filling. 847 area code says Denny's has the chicken fried steak. Oh. There you go, Esmeralda. And Denny's is open 24 hours. You can go get a chicken fried steak now.
On my way.
On your way. 630 area code says that I always joke that Chick-fil-A makes a Svengoolie chicken sandwich because it's rubbery. All right, now, hold it now, wait. Derek says, do you know people camp outside Chick-fil-A because they give out free food for a year to the first couple of customers at the new store? All right. I don't care if it's free. I wish it were good. If it were free and good, that'd be something. Joe says there's a Checkers at Mannheim and St. Charles Road in Bellwood. And then LJ says that there is a Checkers at 63rd and the Dan Ryan.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
That's the one you were talking about?
That's the one I saw, and I was like, what? They still exist?
Yeah, I guess they're still out there. I guess you could still get burgers and not get a loan at certain places. Now we're back to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit sandwich. 450 calories, 21 grams of fat, almost 1,300 sodium. Despite the fact that this sandwich has half a day's worth of salt, 2 tablespoons worth of fat, as many calories as a 10-piece order of McNuggets, Chick-fil-A fans have a collective meltdown when their beloved chicken biscuit sandwich got the axe. Now, I had the regular, Esmeralda, you had just like the regular Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, right? Not barbecue or anything like that?
Yeah, it was just regular.
Yeah. And then Papa John's Cinnapie Dessert Pizza. 4 sticks, 560 calories, 19 grams of fat, 6 saturated, 540 sodium. It's not surprising that a pizza made of pizza crust, cinnamon, brown sugar streusel, and sugary icing has so many calories and sugar. But when you order from Papa John's, do you think you're going to get food that's good for you?
No, not at all.
And do you ever get those, when you ever order like pizzas and stuff, Dan, you ever do this? Do you ever get like the dessert? Do you ever go, yeah, I want the...
I really wanted to try that big cookie that they had for a little while, but I never actually ordered it.
The big, like, chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah.
That was Papa John's, right?
Yes.
And, Esmeralda, do you ever get that kind of stuff?
Not desserts, because I always think, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to finish it. I can't. All this pizza. Then I probably got pizza sticks or whatever, bread sticks.
Right.
Just more bread on top of bread.
You know what I always thought was funny was when people would get a side order of cheesy bread when they get a pizza. Because you know what pizza is.
It's just cheesy
bread. It's cheesy bread,
And then you get the tomato dipping sauce. It's
right.
Like, okay.
It's a pizza. You're basically just got, I'm going to get a side order of pizza with my pizza. Except it's not as easy to eat. It's just, it's more difficult. It's a more difficult way to eat it because you got to dip it. All right, we got to break more. Now we're going to get to some good foods, the most delicious food trends of 2016, according to Delish.com. Okay. We'll be right back with the news. Yeah. Hi. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm the overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. And we are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Grzanich is coming up at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, and at 6 o'clock, it's my buddy and my friend, the great Steve Cochran, for your morning drive. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. You can also check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show, and you can check us out on Facebook, which is the best way to stay connected. Like us on Facebook. It's interactive. It's constantly updated. It's happening while the show is happening, and it's facebook.com/Nick D Show. Okay. My dad will be calling in to tell a joke in just a few minutes. So we've got a Blackhawks Express from last night's victory. And all that's coming up. But we're talking about now some of the most delicious food trends of 2016. Esmeralda, are you ready for some delicious food trends?
I guess you don't have any here, do you?
No, I don't have any. They're on this piece of paper. How about magic cake?
Okay.
Do you know what magic cake is?
No.
Chances are, if you've scrolled through Pinterest recently, you've come across something called magic cake. It's a three-layer cake with a custardy center and cake topping and bottom. There is also a pumpkin pie version. That's magic cake. I've never heard of it. Do you check out?
Oh, it's got.
Here, I'll repeat. This is the way it's.
Custard in the middle.
It's a three-layer cake with a custardy center and cake topping and bottom.
Oh, so is that center all custard?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. And that's
why
what,
is that so magic?
That's what makes it magic. All right. We're going back into magic again.
Okay.
How about unicorn ice cream?
Oh, I think I've seen that. I'm not sure, though.
Is that the commercial where the unicorns are pooping out the ice cream?
I hope so.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The Squatty Potty.
Yeah, that's right, the Squatty Potty, which is like a little step that you...
It's just a stool.
Yeah. You put your feet on.
Right. I was like, I'll just go buy a stool. It's probably cheaper.
My parents have one of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Described as the most magical way to eat ice cream, you make your own ice cream and mix in every food coloring you can find. Freeze and then cover with every color sprinkle you can find.
Now, wouldn't that turn some of it brown? I'm just saying, like, you know, because sometimes when you mix colors up, it just turns into, like, green brown goo.
Yeah. How about galaxy cakes? Hmm. Sometimes called the Black Velvet Nebula Cake, the mix of frosting makes it look like you're peering into space when you're looking at this treat.
Wow.
Cookie Monster Desserts.
Mm-mm.
A combination of mint chocolate chip ice cream with cookies that you can find in your kitchen. What? How is this? So far, this is not the most incredible food trends of 2016. All right, how about this? Sweet potato toast.
Oh, I've seen that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Bake a sweet potato, cut it into 4-inch thick pieces, then spread one of the following over it.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed avocado with a squeeze of lime and flaky sea salt. Peanut butter with a dollop of jelly and some crunchy granola. Or a perfectly fried egg with lots of salt and pepper.
Mm.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's just your, you know, instead of bread.
Instead of bread, it's sweet potato. Again, these trends don't seem all that amazing to me. Are you? If you, I see you've not written anything down.
It's all up here.
Yeah,
it's all in.
You're making a mental note of every incredible trend here.
Yes.
How about
I'm gonna go home and make a magic cake?
How about a freak shake?
No, I've not heard of that.
Never heard of freak shakes?
No.
It's a giant milkshake topped with cake, cupcakes, cookies, candy, and more.
That just sounds gross.
Yeah. What? I don't understand this list at all.
That's too much.
How about cauliflower pizza?
Oh, I made that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? What? Tell me how you made it.
It's instead of bread, you food processor up some cauliflower, and then you got to squeeze out all the water, and then you.
And that's your crust?
Yeah, and then you you throw in an egg, salt, pepper. Oh, what else is there?
Milk?
No.
Flour?
No, because it's no flour.
Oh.
I forget what else. Cheese. I think cheese. And then you just smush it onto a pan.
And then put whatever toppings
you
want.
Yeah, make a pizza.
You can. How did it turn out?
Pizza or whatever. I mean, it didn't. It's not pizza. It's not pizza.
Yeah.
Although some, I think, if you make it. Because you have to cook the crust, and then you put the toppings on, and then you put it back in.
Right.
So I think some people are able to make it really crispy. They can pick it up, because I couldn't pick it up. I had to eat it with a fork.
Oh, it would fall apart?
Right. V liked it. He's like, no, it was great.
Cauliflower proved there's basically nothing it can't do this past year, serving as a low-carb hack for everything from pizza, pizza crust to toast to rice.
Yeah, I do cauliflower rice.
In this case, place cauliflower in a food processor and pulse steam until it's grated. Shape the remaining cauliflower into a pizza crust and apply the usual toppings. Well, they don't mention a binder or anything in there. It's just like,
yeah,
pulsate the cauliflower. That's not going
to
work, right?
You had to throw in an egg in there.
Yeah, you got to have a binder,
yeah,
right?
You had to make like a Like a dough of sorts.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Golden milk latte.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Turmeric is a new superfood, and the herb has just been widely incorporated into meat dishes, veggies, juices, and more. However, what caught our attention was the golden milk latte made with almond milk, coconut oil, coffee, and turmeric.
Yeah, turmeric's supposed to be really good for you. It's an anti-inflammatory.
Oh, yeah?
So if you got a lot of inflammation, like joints and...
Hey, look. Look on the TV.
Just in general.
Look. McRib.
It's only $5.
It's for the meal.
Oh, there's a website, McRibSeason.com.
That's right, McRibSeason. That way you can find, okay. You can track where the McRib is.
Oh, boy.
You know, all year long, there's like a McRib thing where you can track where the McRib is.
What do you mean?
Because sometimes in different cities, it pops up when it's not, like if it's not in Chicago, it might be in a different market. So
it's like that Simpsons?
Absolutely. That's absolutely based on what happens with the actual McRib.
Oh, I thought it was based on the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, but I mean, it really happens. There are people who drive around to go to get the McRib.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, what was it called in the?
I couldn't tell you. I just remember he goes, the animal we got this meat from, it doesn't exist
right,
anymore.
Right. I can't remember what the name of it was though, but it was obviously from Krusty Burger.
Yeah. I couldn't tell.
Okay. How about Japanese cheesecake?
Oh, yeah. I want to make one.
I'm not going to read this. You tell me what's the difference.
I don't know. It's like, it's not as dense, I guess. I've seen pictures and it looks wobbly. I think it's custardy.
More custardy than
more than like a thick cream cheese, how we're used to.
Japanese cheesecake is nothing like any cheesecake you've ever had before. They have a more fluffy, sponge-like texture than classic cheesecake, thanks to the Japanese technique of whisking the egg whites separately before incorporating them by hand. Another big difference, though you can have them cold, they're also eaten hot, fresh out of the oven, so they literally melt in your mouth.
Sounds nice.
Japanese cheesecake. A big trend, Esmeralda. You're
it's
right
trending.
On top of it.
Yep.
Let's see. LaCroix water. Had a major trend in 2016.
Oh, no, for sure.
Why?
I don't know. People just love that stuff. I was in two separate places this weekend, and in both, we're chatting about LaCroix water.
Why? It's just sparkling water.
I don't know. There's all those flavors, and people get crazy about it.
I want to say it was Stephanie, our boss here.
Mm-hmm.
She posted a picture of a cooler that was stocked with a bunch of LaCroix and wrote something like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, no, people are way into it.
I don't understand that. What's so big about it?
I don't know, because it's good for you. Or it's a substitute for sodas, and they have so many flavors. And
okay.
They have a cola one. I've never had it, but I know.
Well, how is that different than the...
It's not, I don't know. I don't know how they make cola for the water. Like, is it just watered down Coke? I don't know.
I don't understand that.
There's a coconut one.
I've seen all the crazy. Yeah. I've never seen the cola, but I've seen all the flavors.
Pamplemousse.
What was that?
Pamplemousse.
The hell is that?
It's a grapefruit.
Why don't you say grapefruit?
I don't know. That's what they say.
Pamplemousse?
Pamplemousse.
Pamplemousse.
Yes.
Grapefruit.
Yes. Because pamplemousse is funner to say than...
Pamplemousse.
I'll have a grapefruit.
Yeah, it sounds like you're
I'll have a pamplemousse.
Pamplemousse.
Yes.
With my riblet plate.
Yeah.
All right. We got a break here. We got weather and traffic. My dad be calling in to tell a joke. We got a Blackhawks Express. And then there are a couple more of these fantastic food items that were trending big in 2016, like LaCroix. All right. I have another couple of quick trends here before we go.
Mm-hmm.
Donut ice cream sandwiches. This seems to be a big trend.
Right.
You cut a donut in two, place ice cream in between.
Oh, wow.
What?
I mean, 2016 was not a great year. I'm going to preface. I'm just like, eh.
And then finally, the ramen burger. Have you ever had the ramen burger?
I've heard of it.
They're good.
That thing, really? That trended this year?
No, I think it was last year. But
right.
But the ramen burger isn't exactly a new trend, it says. But the love for it got reinvigorated when Red Robin took the crispy noodle burger nationwide. It's good. It's real good. For people who don't know, the ramen noodles are the bun.
Yeah.
It's nice and salty, and it's really good. It's really, really good. So, all right. Now, that's actually, I like that one. It ended on a high note.
Sure.
Cut a donut in half, put some ice cream in it. What the hell is that?
We're trendy.
Get a donut, cut it in half, put some ice cream in it, and drink a LaCroix.
Mm.
You'll be trendy. You'll be hip.
Shove it into a magic cake.
Put some cauliflower all over it.
It's a cauliflower rice.
Cauliflower. Yep. Oh, man. Have you made a cheesecake in your ricer yet?
No, not yet. I have to do it.
All right. You'll let me know when you do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully it comes out.
I'm sure it'll be fabulous. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Two for Tuesday.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Esmeralda.
See ya.
We'll be back. News is next.